wins the presidency. What started off as unlikely impossible is now reality.
I will fight for you with every breath in my body, and I will never, ever let you down.
We have a president who actually fulfilled the promises he made to Trump by securing the border to foreign policy.
He now has a record as president, which is pretty damn impressive.
Breaking news out of Paul
Ridge. The FBI has executed an unprecedented search warrant at President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate.
The president has both sides of the political aisles.
He is a dangerous and unstable moment in American history.
The Justice Department has just indicted former President Donald Trump.
For 7 years, they hated him, they targeted him, they hunted him.
This is the epitome of the abuse of the prosecutorial power to preempt political decisions.
I never thought anything like this could happen in America. The only crime that I have committed is to fearlessly defend our nation from those who seek to destroy it. The more that a broken system tells you that you're wrong, the more certain you should be that you must keep pushing ahead. They want to take away my freedom because I will never let them take away your freedom. They want to silence me because I will never let them silence you. They're not coming after me, they're coming after you, and I just happen to be standing in their way, and I will never be moving. On November 5th, 2024, justice will be done. We will take back our country, and we will make America great again. America will always rise to every challenge and overcome every danger.
Donald Trump seems to always get stronger when challenged. These types of things, I think, give him strength.
When I'm reelected, I will totally obliterate the deep state.
As long as we have pride in our beliefs, courage in our convictions, and faith in our God, then we will not fail.
Hey there, Patriots! I'm glad to see you. I'm Melissa Redpill the World. I'm glad to be on here with you guys today. I love that. You know, I remember the day when Biden put his hand on that Bible. I thought he was going to get, you know, zapped by lightning. I just couldn't even think about 2024. Were y'all with me on that? I just, the thought of Trump 2024 just made me so... just made me scream. But here we are. We've made it through. We've made it through 4 years. And here we are. He said justice will be done on November 5th. So hang in there, Patriots. I know we've been fighting so long and so hard. We're going to win. Just hang on tight. If you're not familiar with our channel, this is the Freedom Force Battalion. We look at the current events in the light of God's word because what we're experiencing is literally biblical. If you're familiar with 17, you'll know that he said 9 times, this is biblical. What in the world is he talking about? And that's what I have been able to piece together. The whole wonderful truth about end times, it's the end for them and 1,000 years of peace for us. We're literally entering into the millennial kingdom. Our Lord Jesus told us to pray for, right, guys? His kingdom come, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. He's going to make America great again. We're going to be healthy again. We're going to be wealthy again. We're going to be peaceful again. And it's better than ever before, as he always says. So anyway, I'm glad you got to see you guys. Yes, thanks. Thumbs up for Melly. Thank you, Just Sharing 7. Thank you for the thumbs up. And I'm just praying, Lord, help this truth to fly. Thank you guys for sharing it, because I want everyone to know the wonderful truth about what we're experiencing. It's not the Christians, a lot of them, and a lot of you guys know what I'm talking about, are scared to pieces because they've had the fear mongering, the end times movies, that kind of stuff that's flipped them out. So this is where they can come for hope. If there are people who are really afraid, they can check out freedomforce.live, freedomforce.live, and you can check out all the social media here. It's all the social media. And I actually changed it, you guys. I changed it to X, formerly Twitter, and I don't have the YouTube on there because I'm afraid if I link it, it'll get banned. And so my wonderful patriot, Cheryl, has created Red Pill, Melissa Red, was it Red Pill 2? oh goodness, let me try to look it up real quick because I just posted it the other day and I don't want to mess it up. Melissa Red, okay, yes, at Melissa Red Pill 2. But if I put the link, in on my channel, if I even on my social media, it'll get it banned. They're that they hate me that much, right? So definitely go over and thank you so much for joining with us over there, trying to get the truth out everywhere we can. And a lot of folks aren't familiar with Rumble, so yes, we're here on Rumble together, and on we're actually on. Let's see if we're going. Yes, we are live on X. We're live on Facebook. We're live everywhere. But for those people who are YouTubers and aren't familiar with some of these other things, please make sure to share that channel with them. Let's see. We are. We're live. We're absolutely live everywhere. So look at that. Who would have believed it that I could have got that working? I know I would. I didn't. Anyway, so yeah, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Yeah, our wonderful president has been through so much, just like that video was saying. He is the most, there's a documentary that proves he is the most persecuted public figure in U.S. history. Thank you, Revolver. Yeah. The most persecuted public figure in all of history. He has taken it and taken it and taken it. And, you know, it says that he gets stronger. Okay, y'all put this in the comments. Do you get stronger with the persecution? I'm not crazy about persecution. I'm just not, it's not my favorite. But it, somehow or another, you see that President Trump gets stronger from it. He says, don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid to be an outsider. It's amazing. Our president is something else. He's absolutely something else. Okay, so we're going to talk about today. We're going to, first of all, talk about RFK Jr. He was on with Tucker, and I listened to these things, and I write down some little snippets for you because I think you'll really like to hear some of these things that he has some different ways of thinking about some things, so I wanted you to be aware of it. Number two, we're going to talk about Zuckerberg and how he had to admit that Mayorkas was telling him to censor our posts on X and shut us down about COVID and all that. So I want you to see that. And so this is, so it's proving that Mayorkas perjured himself in front of Congress. So I want you to see that. And he swore that he would tell the truth and nothing but the truth. So help him God. We're going to talk about Afghanistan and what happened there. And we're also going to talk about the wonderful forum of all these patriots who are trying to get to the bottom of the Trump attempted assassination. Okay, we're going to talk about that because that was on One American News yesterday. So thankful for One American News because they will get the truth out and you can trust what they have to say. Also, we're going to talk about this very interesting new channel that President Trump has created and is talking about finances and potentially maybe a crypto. So just buckle up and stay tuned for that. So here we go. So, okay, so this is what I want you to see. This one right here. Okay, this was from MJ Truth. I want you guys, MJ Truth Ultra. He says, okay, so Tucker, y'all ready? Tucker starts asking him about becoming the CIA director because there's so many positions that he really would be so great in. And so he's asking if that's one of the ones that he would be interested in taking. He says, he said he was surprised that President Trump did not declassify all of the JFK assassination files. So I think we all felt that way, but I think we all realized that he's still this commander-in-chief. And that this will happen. It's just on the right timing. Okay? He says, and RFK Jr. says, I would be very, very dangerous to them. He says, none of the people implicated are alive now. What do you think about that? So he knows a lot. He knows. It was, his father and his uncle who were shot. So it appears that he knows. How does he know this inside information? Because it's confidential, right? How does he know about it? Would RFK take the position of CIA director? Yes, he says, but there are powerful committees protecting the CIA and I would never get a Senate confirmation. Well, that's, let's just see what happens after we take over in January. He asked Trump why he didn't declass because he promised to do it in 2016. And then which I've heard Tucker say this before, he said Mike Pompeo begged him not to release it because it would be a catastrophe. You know what? The gig is up. We already know you guys are a criminal operation. Crimes in America, CIA. So I want you to hear what he had to say. So, you know, Tucker said, go ahead and sue me. I hope you do, because I will be able to get to the bottom of all this and expose it before the whole world. I mean, he didn't say that, but that's basically why he's saying, go ahead and sue me. So check this out, this very interesting part of this conversation.
Because the CIA, I mean, a lot of roads lead back, unfortunately, to our most powerful intelligence agency. If you were asked, would you run it? Would you become CIA director if you were asked?
I would never get, yes, I would, but I would never get Senate confirmation. As you know, the intelligence agency are protected by very, very powerful committees in the Senate and in the House that are all read into the project. And the people who serve on those committees are people who would, they're safeguarding that directorship, and I would be very, very dangerous for those those committees. So I don't think that.
And yet, in his in your joint appearance on Friday, President Trump introduced you by saying that he plans to, if elected, establish a commission to declassify the remaining documents around your uncle's murder in 1963.
Yeah.
And I think everyone at this point knows the truth, which is the CIA is implicated in that. Those documents protect CIA, maybe among others.
Well, whether they do or not, I mean, it's odd that they've not allowed them to be released.
What could possibly be the explanation?
More than 60 years after my uncle's death, almost 65 years, 62 years after his death. And there, none of the people who were implicated in that crime are alive now.
Yes.
And the last ones have died off in the last year or two. And so.
Okay. Before he goes on, who do you think that is? Who do you think he's talking about? They've died in the past year or two. In the past year or two. Implicated in the past year or two. Because if you haven't seen the video, Everything is a Rich Man's Trick. Write that down. Everything is a Rich Man's Trick. You need to go and watch it. Because it tells name after name after name after name who is involved. Okay? So, but what the point is that it implicates the entire CIA. That's the problem, right? So.
Oh, it clearly is to protect the institution.
Yes.
And that's wrong. It's just wrong. And it's wrong for a Democrat and it's wrong for a Republican.
It's just interesting, though, that a bipartisan list of presidents, low these 6 decades, have kept those files classified.
Well, you and I have both. I was astonished that Trump didn't declassify them because he promised it during the campaign.
That was Mike Pompeo who did that.
Yeah, and that I talked to President Trump for the first time about that this week. And
what did he say?
He said that Mike Pompeo begged him to. And I don't think I'm telling tales out of school here.
No,
he told the same thing to you.
That's right? True.
But he said Mike Pompeo called him and said this would be a catastrophe to release these. You need to not do it. And
I want to say again, I think Mike Pompeo is a criminal. So that's my view. He's threatened to sue me for saying that, but I hope he will because it's true. But that kind of tells the whole story right there, right? That the CIA is.
Well, yeah.
Would the CIA be trying to keep these files classified if they had nothing to do with the murder? I don't really.
Exactly. Exactly. There you go. So let's just keep sharing this information, you guys. Everybody needs to know this. Then everything is suspect because whether it's the shooting, the attempted assassination of President Trump, or just from that to, I mean, anything worldwide. And I'm going to get to, as I was saying the other day on the Telegram, CEO being arrested, that I just said this on my most recent video. If you haven't seen it, go and watch that about Pavel Durov, that they were using Telegram to do their coups in other countries, namely Belarus. And so that's how they're saying that it is being used for nefarious purposes. Yeah, by them, by the CIA. So, yeah. Interesting, very interesting conversations. Okay, so this is another chunk I wanted you guys to hear. Check it out.
To protect not only true speech, but false speech. And speech that not not, it wasn't there and it's unnecessary.
You have the right by the Constitution to speak something that's not true. We have the right of free speech. We have the right to be wrong. And we don't need the government to come in and tell us that, you know, and correct us and to stop us. Yeah, because they have no business. If we need to, someone can, you know, a free agent can come in and say, oh, well, this is, we can banter back and forth. We can have a debate on these subjects and get to the truth. And we don't need them coming in and censoring people. And we're going to get to that here in a minute with Mayorkas and Zuckerberg.
To protect the kind of speech that everybody wants to hear. It's there to protect the kind of speech that nobody wants to hear.
Right. And especially speech that is critical of the people in charge.
Exactly.
And so in their current formulation, misinformation is defined as any speech that criticizes the job that they're doing. So with that in mind, you see the Biden administration encouraging France, Macron, to arrest the owner and founder of Telegram, Pavel Durov, who's now, as of right now, in a French prison. That seems like, I mean, that's the hallmark of dictatorship, it sounds to me.
Yeah, well, you know, we've lost Europe. Europe is now, does not have free speech. You know, look what's happened to Elon Musk. And here, Elon Musk should be the hero of the Democratic Party. The old Democratic Party, he would be the hero. Somehow he became a villain because he was actually the only platform that would allow free speech on his platform. And he's now become a villain because of it, because the Democratic Party does not believe in the people. If you don't believe in free speech, it means because you don't trust the people. You don't trust them to figure it out on their own, you know, to have information on which they can base their ideas and their notions and their beliefs.
And their votes.
And their votes, and that the government has to protect them from dangerous information.
Right. I really appreciated him saying this, that really the true Democrat Party bears no resemblance to the one that is today. And that they were, one of their hallmarks was free speech. And so they completely, you know, flipped, you know, 180 degrees. And Elon Musk, thank the Lord for him buying X, because now we have the ability to share this information. Look at me. Look at it. I'm saying anything I want to say. Thank you, Elon, for buying X, because I can say anything and we can just post it right over there. Now, the interesting thing is I'm actually posting on Facebook too, but for some reason, the algorithms don't catch it when I'm, I don't know why. I don't know why. If I, you know, they just don't have the algorithm so that it catches that. Very, very interesting over on Facebook that they don't have the technology to do that. I want you to see also that this video of RFK Jr. and Tucker speaking got 4.7 million views so far. This is really amazing. So just keep sharing all this information out there. So I want you to see that one. And then the last one I wanted you to see about this is he's talking about the Socratic method. Of course, that is what 17 talks about, is the asking questions. And this is what helps people to get to the bottom of these very complex issues. And really, I need to do better on that. I really do. I kind of have a problem with just like going in guns blazing and just say, this is it. You know, so really asking questions. And that goes back to what I'm doing on my book, End Times. Where did I put it? I've been working on the book, the study guide for the book. So I have taken the book, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace, and soon, and hopefully the next week or two, we'll have the study guide. And I just ask questions. And I try not to give the answers, but the answers are pretty much in this book, but it forces you to really think through these things, because I want you to really know it backwards and forwards. And that's really what is so great about the Socratic method. And that's what he's talking about here on whatever issue it is. Let's just ask questions, like on what's going on in the Middle East. Is it okay for them to take land from people at gunpoint? Is that, how about that for a question? Is that what we really are saying, that we want to support a country doing that? Is that what we're saying? You know, and it really puts someone in the hot seat. Instead of defending their position, it forces them to give an answer for that very important question. So,
how do you talk somebody out of an orthodoxy? And you know what, the little that I know about it is that if you challenge them directly, you challenge their belief, it pours concrete on it, and it makes them less able to move off that, or they get very defensive. And that, you know, the way to approach them, there are ways to approach them. There's deprogramming protocols, and they usually include a lot of Socratic method of asking them questions about their belief. But it's a one-on-one project enterprise, and it's not something that you can do with the whole Democratic Party overnight. Something has to happen that's going to make this, you know, this tribal thinking unravel, because it's really destroying our country. And the polarization, which is happening on both sides, is put on steroids by these social media algorithms that that reward people for staying on the site as long as possible. So all the algorithm knows is I've got to keep as many eyeballs on the site as possible. It turns out that the way people stay on the site is if you fortify their existing opinions.
Of course.
If you feed them information that consolidates their worldview.
Yes.
Okay, so that was a very interesting point, I thought. What do y'all think? That he's sitting there talking about the social media is helping to fortify, helping to pour concrete on their view, someone's view, because and so that's one of the things about 17 was so great, because he asked questions. The whole thing, I'm going to show you the board. I mean, the whole thing is just question after question. Sometimes he makes posts, but, just put out facts. But almost always he asks questions. All right, so here we are, you know, in our movement. Are we asking, you know, are we willing, you know, we kind of pride ourselves that we're willing to be red-pilled and look into things and research and find out the truth about something that maybe we didn't believe before and understand before. So, unfortunately, we've kind of gotten a little bit in a bubble where it's like, these are the acceptable conspiracy theories, and here are the ones that are not acceptable. And so it's really rough, because it's, we're wanting to this unity, but it's hard when we're all working toward coming to the knowledge of the truth, okay? And the Spirit of the Lord is helping us to get there, but we need to always be willing to look into something and to think through something. But unfortunately, thinking is not really in style. It's not really in style. I really appreciated this very good discussion where they were back and forth, and it, you know, it is good to have a little bit of a fresh view on some things, a fresh take on some things. I think I have one more. Okay, here's the other one. This one a little bit bothered me. This is the one where he's talking about January 6th, and he thinks that what President Trump did was reprehensible. And he didn't really go into what it was that was so reprehensible about January 6th. I'll let you listen to it, and you can tell me what your thoughts are in the comment section, but in the chat. But I wish that Tucker had kind of pushed back on this a little bit more, and to say, you know, what do you think that President Trump did that was wrong at that time? Because here in a minute, I'm going to talk about how the Georgia Board of Elections is saying we have the right and even the duty to go and look into an election and make sure that it was on the up and up, not fraudulent. And so all President Trump was doing and what we were doing is saying we want to do that very same thing. We want to look into this because we don't believe that this election was done fairly. So what was so reprehensible? You know, we're doing is we're having a peaceful and patriotic protest that was hijacked by the FBI. Okay, y'all know that. But anyway, so I just thought that was a little bit frustrating that he has not seen the light on that. With him being someone who is an avid thinker, it's just so hard for all of us to come out of something that we strongly believe. It's hard to break free of that thought when it's got concrete on it. I hope that makes sense. I thought it was, like I said, really good conversation, but this was like, you got to be kidding me, RFK. Come on, give me a break.
And so, you know, we have this problem now where it's not just polarization like the Civil War, but it's polarization on steroids, because you've got machines that are that are manipulating us to hate each other more every single day.
So knowing all this as you do and have for a long time, the most radical step you can make if you're a Democrat is endorsing Donald Trump. So there are political calculations involved, there are ideological calculations, but there are also, of course, personal calculations. Once you do that, you've burned your boats. Like, that's it. You're not going back to wherever you were 10 years ago. How hard a decision was that for you personally?
It was an obvious decision.
Okay, and this is a great part of the conversation too. But he's talking about his wife is not really on board, but she said that he needed to do it, and she understood why he needed to do it, because his number one goal is to save our health. And he knows that if he can work with Trump, if Trump can get in and he can get this position as the Secretary of Health, that he can turn our health around within 4 years, okay? And we've talked about that on my most recent video, too. And I showed you all the things that I know of that have helped me to get my health back. And so, you know, we're fighting hard despite all that they've done against us. But I need to find that one clip. Let me see if I can find it, where he's talking about what President Trump did was reprehensible. Let me see if I can find it. Let me see. So it's a little bit disappointing that he would say that. And I wanted you to hear it. Come on, little computer. May not be in the mood to do it right now. It's not going to do it for me. Come on. I guess let me just see if I can refresh the screen and see if it'll be nice. Oh, great. Started at the very beginning.
And elsewhere, funds of ExpressVPN for free.
That their reward. Because that's where our wiring comes from. And when somebody gets subsumed in an orthodoxy, it's very, very difficult to unravel it. And there are all kinds of psychiatric treatises about how do you deprogram somebody? You know, how do you talk somebody out of an orthodoxy? And you know, the little that I know about it is that if you challenge them directly...
Right. Okay. So I'm sorry. I'm not going to find it. I'm so sorry. Anyway, when you listen to the whole thing, you'll hear at one point where he's talking about, oh, I know what it was. Maybe it was right there where he was talking to some of his family members and friends when he endorsed President Trump, and they're saying, how could you? Don't you remember what happened on January 6th? And he would talk to them and say, yes, I believe that was reprehensible. And he was just going into that, he did it because of his desire to get our health back. And he knew that he could not make any headway with the Kamala campaign. So anyway, I just thought, I really wouldn't have expected him to not feel that way, because again, it was about free speech and about free assembly, and that we have the right to peacefully and patriotically protest. And I think he did even say that not everyone was doing the evil on that day. And, you know, and clearly we didn't, he even said this, he said they really didn't have the ability to take over the country. Come on. So clearly President Trump was not doing a coup. He didn't bring out the military to keep from being removed from office. Come on. What are we going to do? We're going to stop, you know, with a shoe and breaking the window. Come on. Anyway, so I thought that was a little bit, right? Like, not as thoughtful as I thought that he would be. All right. So yeah, you saw this portion, and it's on this post right here. It's post, if you want to see that one, a little bit more about that. It is post number 69,598 over on t.me/freedomforcebattalion/69598 if you want to see more about that. Our wonderful president, of course, showed and honored the fallen heroes in Afghanistan. This was the three-year memorial. 3 years ago, yesterday, this happened, and you know, this terrible debacle of the Biden administration. So I'm not going to go into a lot of the detail, but there's various ideas on it. It's very, very odd thing that has happened in that event. But he, you know, one of the things that I hadn't thought about and that was brought up by, let me see who this is, Stormy J. Maybe it's Stormy Joe. I don't know if that's Stormy Joe. Anyway, Stormy J_45 says, pretty sure you can't just call up the military and say, hey, I'd like to honor the fallen from Afghanistan. Can you please put together a reef ceremony for me, please? Come on, man. Something big is happening in D.C. right now, and we aren't allowed to know what it is. I'm sure we'll be read into it, what's going on. We just aren't ready yet. Okay. So, yeah. So, did y'all think about that? And, of course, you always see the huge entourage that is with President Trump that makes you think, okay, something is different. This does not look like just a campaign. But, yeah, I thought this was a very interesting fact, a little tidbit to bring out. Who could do such a thing as this? Does anybody know the protocols? How can you have a wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington Cemetery? I don't think anybody can do it. And technically, supposedly, he's just a citizen right now, not commander-in-chief, but we know better, okay? I thought that was just a really interesting tidbit. Thank you, Stormy Jay, for bringing that up and just for honoring, thank you, President Trump, for honoring these very brave people who just, their lives were cut short way, 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 way too soon, way too soon. So I'm just very thankful that you and I are still in here fighting, and that we're going to see the beautiful kingdom come and his will be done. They'll see it from heaven, but we're going to see it right here on earth. And just stay safe, everybody. And remember that you were sealed for this day. God chose you for this day. I've talked about that many times. I talk about that in the book, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. You were chosen for this day, and the Lord has a job for you to do, and we're going to do it. The Lord has called us to this job, and we're going to get it done. We're going to win. We're going to save our country. We are the army of the Lord, no doubt about it. All right, the next thing that happened after President Trump went to this memorial at the Arlington Cemetery was that they had on One America News. I appreciate, again, how much they are so great about putting out all these things, because mainstream media, the legacy media, MSNBC, CNN, didn't show it at all. Of course, we know that the CIA has come out and, you know, before Congress and said this and they've said that we, you know, it's already been proven was a bunch of, you know, malarkey and they were trying to cover up things already. We see that. But there's the other group, which is working with Mike Johnson. But I just find it very interesting that Mike Johnson did not choose two people who are in Congress who are actual sharpshooters. Doesn't it seem to you that we should have those two sharpshooters should be on the commission to get to the bottom of what happened on this day? And when they don't want those people on there, when the CIA doesn't want to get down to the facts, what does that tell you? There's something very shady and very fishy going on, right? All right, so I'll just play a little clip from Dan Bongino. But basically, they were talking about what they know, what they don't know at this point. So check it out.
Should be there. It's a Secret Service's job to protect the president. Out of a courtesy, they showed up. And you don't even have the respect of these local law enforcement people, respect for them to take the radio. I mean, where was the CP, the command post? The way this works, so everybody understands, or it's supposed to and didn't that day, for reasons still unexplained, outside of, again, obscene negligence. Any trip for a high-level protectee, you're supposed to have a command post that runs the whole trip at the airport or whatever. They'll communicate with everyone. But those individual sites, like in Butler County, have security rooms themselves, which are kind of mini-CPs at each site. Where was it?
Did you guys know about that? I'm so glad to hear someone like Dan Bongino, who knows how these things work, how the operations work. There should be a command post. Where was it? It's as if they didn't have one. And then all this communication back and forth, it was just like, you know, the Keystone Cops. So I really appreciate that. Now, the guy right behind him is Eric Prince. I'm going to talk about that here in just a second. But I just applaud One America News. Whenever I turn on One America News, I know I'm not going to get some cockamamie baloney, right, from the mainstream media. So definitely go and check out. If you haven't done this already, definitely check into Q Streaming. I love it. It's working like a charm. It's working terrific. And I can get thousands of channels for $60 a month. So check it out. It's over. Check out my page, freedomforce.live/Q. It's right here under the links, right there, under the links, Q Streaming Patriot. And I'm so glad they will not ban One America News. They will not ban anyone. They believe in free speech. I am not giving a nickel to Xfinity or Dish or Direct. End of story. They're not cable TV. They're cabal TV. They are the enemy of the people. And so One America News is a true patriot channel. So I really support them as well as all the other patriot channels that they have over on Q Streaming. So check it out, freedomforce.live/CUE. Okay, I want you to hear what Corey Mills had to say. Very interesting the way he says this. He says that he's talking about gross negligence. Okay, so check it out.
But I will be first to tell you that.
Oh, by the way, he has experience as a sharpshooter and in these types of operations. So he speaks from the knowledge base. This is one of the ones I was telling you. He should have been chosen by Mike Johnson to be on their commission to get to the bottom of what happened at the attempted assassination. But he was not selected. And that tells you everything you need to know about that commission.
Given the fact of the untimeliness and which point this has been conducted, you will see at this stage where I think that criminal gross negligence and purposeful intent will be
indistinguishable. Gross negligence, right? That they didn't just do their job, what their job was to do. Gross, criminal gross negligence, or what was the other word? Hang on, let me go back. These words are not my normal bailiwick.
Will be indistinguishable. Purposeful intent.
So, were they intended to do something to put the president in this terrible predicament? Intent. And so, one of the things that Bongino brought up, he says, if you have one issue that happens where someone drops the ball, they messed up. When it's layers of this upon layers, this is purposeful intent. I don't know if he used those words, but that's what, you know, what Corey Mills is saying. There, we smell a rat. When it's done, they can't be that negligent. It's purposeful.
Be indistinguishable. There's a lot of things that we can point to as critical failures. As the United States Congressman for Florida 7th District, I had conducted at least 1,000 of these advances in my lifetime in regards to the State Department and others. And I can tell you, having worked on a counter-sniper team, having worked on an advanced team, that there are critical failures that need to be identified so the American people can understand the transparency of it, but also to raise the questions and awarenesses of why. That is the intent of this entire hearing, is to get to the why, get to those who are responsible, bearing in mind, responsibility and accountability are two very different things. This is not an I'm sorry, I'll resign, I'm finished. This is a get accountability to pursue either purposeful intent or criminal gross negligence. The questions that we have to ask is, why was a venue such as the one selected not having the adequate security? Why was the higher vantage points not covered? Why was there not a either comparable or compatible communication system or a joint operations center established? Where was the security plan, the comms plan, the data range cards? Where was the actual overwatch? Where was the ground teams as far as their rates of instruction? And what was the tactical techniques and procedures that were to be utilized that would identify and mitigate all the...
Yep. You can tell he knows his stuff, that they drop every ball, not just one ball, but all the balls they completely dropped. And it appears to be intent. And I really appreciate that it's him, Chip Roy right beside him, Matt Gaetz, Andy Biggs, and Eli Crane are on this panel. And then alongside you saw Dan Bongino and this other man, I can't remember his name right here, and then Eric Prince. Now, I got to say this. Now, none of these people were talking about a second shooter or that there was a conspiracy with multiple people involved. But they are just talking about, you know, in a roundabout way, they are saying if there's gross negligence or purposeful intent, then this was an inside job. It's really what it's boiling down to. But they didn't talk about a second shooter. So that I didn't hear anything about that. If you guys did, please let me know and tell me where it is, and you know, somehow get it to me where that is, because I didn't hear anything about it. And I might have missed it, but I didn't hear anything about that. And so Eric Prince said, he, and I don't have this clip, but he said he believes it was incompetence and it was not a second shooter. And I just got to bring up again, I've said this before, whenever Eric Prince talks, I just always get this red flag. I don't, you know, it just seems like he is, okay, I'm just going to tell you my opinion. It always seems to me, and you tell me if I'm wrong. You tell me if you think, oh, Melissa, you're full of it. Okay, fine. I just, why do I get the heebie-jeebies? It's that every time he's in here, I hear him, he's misdirecting. He's directing people away from something. And this happens on other operations too. I mean, can't remember off the top of my head what other issues that he was on. I think it was about child trafficking. But anyway, the point is, he's trying to draw us away. Oh, no, there's not a second shooter. It's just incompetence. I've seen enough evidence that I believe that there was a second shooter. I do not believe that Crooks had the time to do that. It's the same operation that they play over and over and over. Oh, and by the way, RFK Jr. does not believe Sirhan Sirhan killed his father. He believes he's rotting in jail. Sirhan is rotting in jail, and he didn't even do it. So this is their operation all the time, and this little idiot Patsy was killed. And so now there's no one to blame, because we've already killed him. So you, well, okay, let's move on. Okay, I don't buy it, and I just really would appreciate them when they refuse to look into it. I'm not saying that this panel is refusing to, but when Eric Prince is not wanting to do that, it really makes me very suspicious of him at least. All right, the other thing is this woman is so scary looking. That is so scary. This woman is like, oh my goodness, a demon or something. What is that look? She looks like she would kill you, and she has. She is not even playing. This woman, yeah, is bad news. I'm going to play this whole thing because I want you to hear what she said. Wait for it at the end.
To Vice President Dick Cheney.
And we have an obligation to make sure, and I certainly will, do whatever it takes to make sure Donald Trump isn't anywhere close to the Oval Office again.
She worked in government during the Clinton, Bush, Obama, and Biden administrations. She left government during the Trump administration. She's married to Robert Kagan.
Did you catch that? Robert Kagan, did you see that guy? We're going to get down to the bottom of who this guy is.
She's married to
that guy right there. Robert Kagan.
Robert Kagan.
You got this guy here to Robert Kagan? It really did take someone like Trump that could be a real threat to our democracy. Now, what can we do about it? Well, as I say, we've already not done the things that we all agreed needed to be done. Those things have not been done.
Kagan writes a piece...
Like what? Like what? What do you mean? Keep listening.
In the Jeff Bezos, Amazon, Washington Post, it basically makes the intellectual and moral case for the assassination of Donald Trump. It is an outright justification, intellectually and morally, for the assassination of Donald J. Trump.
Victoria Nuland was one of the primary instigators for the current war in Ukraine. This is someone who has been deeply involved in CIA operations around the world for the past four presidents, except for Donald Trump. If something happened to Trump, it would mean the continuation of this neocon foreign policy of U.S. wars around the world. This interview with Victoria Nuland happened 2 days before the Trump shooting.
I don't believe Donald Trump will be elected by the American people. This man is a felon. He is a liar. He is not a supporter of basic U.S. democratic freedoms and principles. He's talking about locking up Americans, locking up immigrants, hurting our economy, etc. So I don't think that Donald Trump is going to be president. So if that's what Putin's betting on, he's going to get a unhappy surprise, I think.
What do you mean, unhappy surprise?
This is a woman with close relationships with high-level CIA officials. Why does she have this strange smile when she says, I don't think Donald Trump is going to be president?
2 days before the shooting.
What did she know?
Was there a conspiracy to kill President Trump? Absolutely not. Then how did this happen?
There you go. There you go. She's killed for less. I'm telling you, she's trying to keep herself from being prosecuted for her crimes against humanity. She's way, way up at the top. And what is that? What Kagan meant, her husband, that you know, the things that they should have done, they haven't done, as in getting rid of Trump. It's like, why haven't they? And the honest truth is, we know that they have tried many times, not just that one time. They are trying to get rid of him, and when they can't, what does that tell you? He's the chosen. No doubt. No doubt. No doubt. Trust the plan. This is the Lord's plan. This is biblical. It really is. So yeah, and Victoria Nuland can't trump the Lord. They thought that they would side with the evildoers and that Satan would win. The evil would win. And they were wrong. They bet on the wrong person. They should have, never done what they did, and it's too late, and they refuse to repent. That's what, if you haven't seen my video about the bowls, about I'm going to every chapter of the book of Revelation, we're going into detail about each chapter, about the stars and the trumpets and the seals and the bowls. And the bowls are where they keep being exposed, and more judgment keeps falling on them. And they lose their money, and they lose their power, and they still refuse to repent. That is the chapter for Victoria Nuland. She is really, I would not want to be her. I would not want to be her. All right, next, Georgia Board of Elections. This is pretty cool. Remember how I talk about that the righteous will rule and reign with Christ? And you're going to have righteous people who will rule on the election boards and in the every position in government and the corporations and the schools, and all these positions will have good people in those positions. Amazing. Can't even wait. Can you imagine worldwide all the people? Remember how the Lord Jesus said to go into all the world and preach the gospel? He wanted this to raise up his people all over the world who knew how to listen to him and follow his lead, and he would raise us up on the last day, not just raising us of our bodies, we'll have a new body, but that's not until after 1,000 years of peace, so don't get too excited about that, but for right now, but raising us up into positions of authority, okay? So this is what's happened on the Georgia Board of Election, it appears, and President Trump even said it. Before I do that, I'll let you hear what he had to say. Here's the Board of Elections, and there are three people on here now, a voting majority, who are making sure that they have the right to check into an election to see if something was done fraudulently. And Kemp is unhappy about this. Okay, so let's hear what they had to say. So check it out.
Rally. I don't know if you've heard, but the Georgia State Election Board is in a very positive way. Since then, election.
There you go. They're in a very positive way. There you go. You have really good people on here. Go figure that somehow or another. And I haven't gotten into the bottom. Maybe somebody can share what happened. We have good people who made it onto the Georgia Election Board. Somehow or another, they got on there, and looky there, looky there. And Kemp wants to have them removed. Check it out. Okay, so the first thing is the DNC has filed a lawsuit against the Georgia Election Board to block their new rule, which requires counties to ensure the accuracy of the votes before certification. Okay, so this is the point. They don't want you to dig into it. They don't want you to provide evidence. They just want you to certify it without looking into it, kind of like Mike Pence did. Oh, no. Well, then what's the purpose of you certifying? There's no reason for you to certify. We can just, check mark the box. We don't need you for anything, right? So this is what is being required of the counties, to ensure the accuracy of the votes before they certify them. and the Democrats argued that they face injury to their election chances if the rule is allowed to take effect. Okay, this is on Behizzy tweets. Actually, they have him on One American News. Petitioners face injury from the examination rule and require relief to avoid the confusion, disorder, and burdens that will have been and will continue to be caused by the rule. It's going to cause all kinds of mayhem. They're hoping, listen to the DNC, they're hoping to get a court declaration that certifying the results is even fraudulent is mandatory. They have to certify them even if they're wrong. How ridiculous is this? And they've got people, you've heard this, the case. For example, one lady, I think she was in Georgia, that she ran for this position. She was in third place according to the tabulator, the Dominion machines that Mike Lindell has worked so hard on to try to remove. She didn't even get one vote. Well, how could that be? She voted for herself. She didn't get one vote. Turns out when they went back and they counted the ballots, she won. So this is where they have to be able to get to do that. And that's all we were trying to ask when January 6th rolled around. That's all President Trump had to ask and was asking, and they've filed all kinds of lawsuits against him. No, you're not allowed to do such a thing. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. So they're hoping to get a court. I can't even believe that. The DNC is suing to get the court to declare that certifying the results, even if they're fraudulent, is mandatory. It's a duty. Additionally, they want the court to declare that the election board required counties to make reasonable inquiries into the results would somehow violate Georgia election law. This is against the law to look into it. How ridiculous is that? And they literally want the court, the DNC literally wants the court to say that. Is anybody thinking that's ridiculous? To remedy these harms and prevent chaos in November, this court should follow decades of binding precedent and declare both that the statutes mean exactly what they say and the SEB's rules must be construed consistent with those statutes in order to be a valid exercise of SEB's authority. Democrats are in panic because the state election board is making it impossible for them to cheat. Yay! Hot diggity dog. My expectation is that a corrupt judge in Fulton County may rule against the rule, but the higher courts of Georgia will swiftly uphold the rule. Their panic is palpable. Thank you so much for this. This is amazing. I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much. Behizzy tweets. Behizzy tweets. So this was the funny thing, though, because now you've got Kemp, who is upset about this, and he's wanting to put a stop to this. And so let me see if I can find a picture of him where he's, okay, this is the girl saying, how dare they? We demanded, you don't look into the elections. How ridiculous is that? And then even Kemp, this is what's confusing to me, because I know he's such a traitor. And then the other day, President Trump posted, thank you, Brian Kemp, GA, for all of your help and support in Georgia, where a win is so important to the success of our party and, most importantly, our country. I look forward to working with you, your team, and all of my friends in Georgia to help make America great again. Okay, so ostensibly, he's a Republican, and we're working together to make America great again, right? That's what we're doing, right? 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 And so President Trump just posts that. I think at this point, I didn't know what this was about. And when I saw this post, I'm like, did he finally acquiesce? No, he did not. He did not. Because he's going against this board, seeing if he can remove them. He is trying to find a way. Kemp is trying to find a way, a legal opinion on how he can remove these three. He's not going to be able to do it. Oh my goodness, it's so fun. Oh my goodness, winning. That's so fun. And so President Trump, I think the whole reason he posted this was just to get this guy, just to dig at him. I'm so glad we'll get to work together. Ooh, aren't you glad, Brian Kemp? President Trump is the troll of all trolls, isn't he? I love it. That's awesome. Okay, so don't forget, if you didn't see the video that we just did last Wednesday, the 21st 1st of August 2024. Go and watch that, because we had lots of people on there who were explaining what you can do to help, and these are the top three items. Number one, go to protectthevote.com and become a poll watcher. We need like 50,000 poll watchers, so you can watch over and make sure that they're doing the right thing. Everybody jump on board, do something. This is one of the easiest things you can do. Become a poll watcher at protectthevote.com. Number two, clean the voter rolls. Now, in Texas, 100,000 people were removed from the voter rolls that were either illegal or dead. Now, the question is, are they going to find a way to get them back on there? I don't think that they're going to have the time to do it. A lot of this is so much about the timing, because you can't even register to vote, I think, I want to say 30 days before the election starts, the early voting starts. So I think that it's going to be tough for them to go back and put these people back in. They have to do a lot of paperwork. Okay, and so anyway, I don't think that that's going to happen. We'll see. Anyway, so it's so you can go and clean the voter rolls in your area on truethevote.org, truethevote.org. So simple. We literally removed 1,500 in our area that were at a commercial address. Amazing, and it was so easy. All the work, the legwork has been done for you. Basically, you go in and check it. You print out this whole big thing. You sign it. You take it to your election official. Done. It's that simple. TrueTheVote.org has done this for you. And also FightVoterFraud.org. FightVoterFraud.org. They're very similar organization trying to do similar things about cleaning those voter rolls, okay? And also, of course, volunteering at TrumpForce47.com. TrumpForce47.com. So, yeah, watch those that video that we did last week so you can, you know, learn about more about what you can do and be aware of these things. All right, who's ready to talk about Mayorkas and Zuckerberg? Zuckerberg had to admit it. He had to admit it that he was being told by Mayorkas to censor us, to shut down our accounts, to shut us down so we couldn't speak about COVID. Okay, so here, Mayorkas said that didn't happen. It did not happen. Well, he's perjured himself. Clearly, he has perjured himself. Check it out.
For years in this country, as you very well know, because you're a lawyer, that the federal government may not use private third parties to engage in activities that are unconstitutional. That's exactly what you and this administration are doing. You are leveraging private companies to carry out censorship on your behalf. It's dystopian, but worse than that, it's unconstitutional.
It's also false.
Turn now to a story breaking overnight. Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg claims he was pressured by the White House to censor content related to COVID-19 during the pandemic. Aaron Katursky joins us now with details. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning to you. Whit, for years, critics have taken aim at Facebook for silencing views that challenge the general consensus in the medical community, especially about the origin of COVID-19. Now Facebook's founder surprisingly says they're right.
This morning, Meta chief Mark Zuckerberg admitting he bowed to pressure from the Biden administration to censor content, the Facebook founder issuing a letter to the House Judiciary Committee that said senior administration officials pushed the social media platform to censor posts about COVID-19 and expressed a lot of frustration when the company resisted. Zuckerberg saying, "I believe the government pressure was wrong, and I regret that we were not more outspoken about it," adding, "I feel strongly that we should not compromise our content standards due to pressure from any administration in either direction, and we're ready to push back if something like this happens again." House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan celebrating the letter, calling it a big win for free speech.
Okay, let's just be honest. Does anybody believe a word out of Zuckerberg's mouth? He was forced to say this because the evidence was too damning, was too obvious, okay? The reality is this man's been selling your data on Facebook for years. He has been censoring you for years. To this day, we're being censored. So it's not there's no big win for free speech. Yes, he admitted it, but to this day, to this moment, to this very moment, we're being censored on Facebook. You know that, as well as on YouTube. So these people are worthless. And this is the thing. If he was truly for free speech, you know, like Pavel Durov, he'd probably be in a jail in France, right? Or somewhere. The one who's truly protecting our free speech, the one who's truly doing the right thing and not allowing them to stifle us is not Zuckerberg. It is Pavel Durov. Yeah. And now Elon Musk. They're both such heroes, such amazing heroes, such so courageous and strong. So I wanted you to see that. And you know what? Zuckerberg has been, you know, Facebook's been a trafficking site. You guys know that. So, you know, don't anybody think that Zuckerberg's had a change of heart. If you thought that, you're thinking wrong. Oh, and don't forget. I am going to go to be the speaker at the Skippy Dee Doo Dah. Okay? And don't, if you guys can go, I would love to see you there. I'm going to be going on, it's the 25th of October. Okay, sorry I'm hurting your eyes. I don't know where the page is. Anyway, the 25th of October, we're going to be, again, helping the children who have been abused and to make sure that they get the help that they need. Okay, so the 25th. So check it out on SkippyDeeDoodah.com. SkippyDeeDoodah.com. So fourth annual SkippyDeeDoodah. So I hope to see you there. It's in Punta Gorda, Florida, just south of Sarasota. All right. This is what I promised you yesterday that I would talk about because I found a little tidbit and I thought you guys might like to hear about this. Okay. So here's the prophecy. This is a very strange prophecy. As prophecies normally are, they're very strange and they're very symbolic. And you're like, what is this talking about? There, in this prophecy, there are four beasts. And one is a lion, one's a bear, one's a leopard. Okay. So I'm not going to go into, I've got other videos where I go into more detail about it. But bottom line, I believe these are kingdoms, these are empires. And the lion is the British Empire. I think that the bear is the Russian Empire, and then the leopard, I believe, is like the Nazi regime. And each one of those has come and gone. Okay. Bear with me on the Nazi one, okay, the leopard. Like the Fourth Reich, okay? But then you've got the fourth one. And what I think, okay, so you've got 10 horns on this thing, okay? I'm going to read it to you real quick. When you can read more about this, if you're not familiar with this, it's Daniel chapter 7, and you can read about it. This, in my night vision, I saw a fourth beast, dreadful and terrifying. Let me see if I can make it a little bit bigger for you guys. Very strong and terrifying and dreadful. Now it's big. All right, there we go. It devoured and crushed its victims with huge iron teeth and trampled the remains beneath its feet. It was different from any other beast, and it had 10 horns. Okay, so you've got these other beasts that have clearly done a lot of damage throughout the world, but this one is worse than them all, and that's basically the New World Order, or the Nazi World Order. So it's morphed into this terrible monster because it's worldwide. They've just got so much power and control because they know every thought we're thinking on our phones, and they track us and every move we make, and just, you know, control every word we say. Right. Okay. So that is from the book of Daniel chapter 9, verse 7. And then it has this interesting, this is the verse I got a tidbit of understanding on. You can tell me what you think in the chat and in the comments. In verse 8, it says, as I was looking at the horns, remember it says there were 10 horns. Okay, let me show you one other quick thing. The 10 horns, I believe, coincides with these 10 nations. These, or really not nations so much, but as 10 areas throughout the world that are used to control humanity. Okay, so you've got North America, you've got South America, you've got Europe, you've got Russia, you've got China, you've got, you know, the Africa is actually in three pieces. And anyway, so more like the Middle East, and then Northern Africa is on this in the same one. Anyway, so 10 areas, I think, is what it's talking about when it talks about the 10 horns. It also talks about in the Nebuchadnezzar statue, it's got 10 toes on that statue. So this is how we're ruled over, is because we have puppet leaders that control these areas. Yes, in each of the countries, but also just in that region, in those 10 regions, so that to make it easier to control. Okay. So I was looking at the horns, and suddenly another small horn appeared among them. Three of the first horns were torn out by the roots to make room for it. This little horn had eyes like human eyes and a mouth that was boasting arrogantly. So again, we're going back to the picture. You've got these 10 horns. So imagine three horns coming out and then being ripped out. I wonder, this is my thought, is that are these three, the lion, the bear, and the leopard. In other words, they thought that they could be, you know, self-sufficient, whatever, self-rule, and they are not. They're ripped out. Those are not going to be used anymore to rule the world. The British Empire is no longer ruling the world. The Russian Empire is not ruling the world. The Nazi Empire is not ruling the world. This new beast is ruling. And I think that may be what it's talking about, these three. And if you have an idea about the three, like I said, you can put them in the chat. But I think that's likely what it's talking about. The three of the first horns were torn out by the roots to make room for it. But it's this little horn. So what in the world is this little horn that had eyes like human eyes and a mouth that was boasting arrogantly? Okay, put in the comments, in the chat, who boasts arrogantly? Who is like, we're going to do what we're going to do, and if anybody doesn't like it, that's just too bad. Now, I had put in the book, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace, I had put in there the UN. And I think that's right to a certain degree, but I think it's deeper than that. I think it's deeper than that. And it's the one that we're not allowed to talk about. It's the one that we're not allowed to criticize. It's the one that if we do, that we are canceled. It's the one that everybody is scared to speak about. There you go. I think that is the little horn, because it is the one that is controlling this gigantic, monstrous beast right here. This new world order beast. That is who it is. And I even hear, I dare not say who it is, because we are all, as much like what RFK was saying, we have all gotten so, you know, brainwashed into thinking one certain way, and that, it, you know, is, all I'm going to say is this. Think about it. Who else is controlling all of Congress? Who else controls the UN so that nations all over the world have to take the jab? As we know, everyone in their entire country had to take the jab, and they had no choice. You know who I'm talking about? And it's not the people of the faith of Judaism. It's, as it says in Revelation 3:9, there are those who say they are Jews and they are not. They're of the synagogue of Satan. I think that's the little horn. Not that I'm going to put it in the book. I don't know. Oh, goodness. Go get my book banned. I think that's what it's talking about. This little horn had eyes and human eyes, like human eyes, and a mouth that was boasting arrogantly. Get me choked up. Because we know they've hijacked the name for these political purposes, for evil purposes, and they've gotten everybody so brainwashed into thinking that they can do no wrong, and you can never call them out on anything. I think that's what it's talking about. What do you guys think? I see a bunch of people, I think, that you're thinking the same thing. Yep. Thank you. Thank you, Roy717. Yeah, I really think that that's what it's talking about. So, as I was, like I said, you know, you're studying the Word of God, and you just never know when something's going to come hit you with like a ton of bricks, and that kind of hit me like a ton of bricks. So I'm like, well, I got to tell y'all. I got to tell you. But then the next thing, the next verse. Let's go to the next verse. I watched as thrones were put in place. What did I talk about? Thrones as in those who will rule and reign with Christ in every position of authority in the entire earth. I'm talking Asia. I'm talking Venezuela. I'm talking, you know, Middle East. I'm talking Russia. I'm talking all throughout Europe. As RFK talked about, you know, we've lost Europe. I don't ever talk in those terms. I think of it as everyone will be made great again. The entire world will be made great again. Yes, they've fallen. Yes, Europe has fallen. Yes, Iran has fallen. And it appears that America has fallen. But we're going to win. And then the whole world will be made great again. It's going to be beautiful. This is what the Bible says. I didn't write it. This is in God's Word. Anyway, I watched as thrones were put in place and the Ancient One sat down to judge. His clothing was as white as snow, his hair like purest wool. He sat on a fiery throne with wheels of blazing fire, and a river of fire was pouring out, flowing from his presence. Millions of angels ministered to him, millions upon millions stood to attend him. Then the court began to in its session, and the books were opened. It says here, my vision continued. I saw someone like a son of man coming with the clouds of heaven. With the clouds of heaven is imagery of power, okay? With power. He approached the Ancient One and was led into his presence. He was given authority, honor, and sovereignty over all the nations of the world, so the people of every race and nation and language would obey him. His rule is eternal. It will never end. The kingdom will never be destroyed. Yeah, Daniel was upset. He had to go to bed. He was terrified. But this is where we are in history. Daniel didn't get to see this, but you are. You are getting to see this. So I want you guys to tell me what you think. Yes, the movie's almost over. We're almost at the end. We're almost to this point in this book. Very good. Thank you, Sonia, for catching that. We're right here. We're sick of this little horn. We're sick of that little horn boasting arrogantly. We're ready for everyone to obey the Lord and give honor to him. Oh, the last thing. I forgot about this. I've got this to tell you. Okay, so on this, this is what President Trump, if you're not following this, you guys need to follow this channel. It's WLFI or World Liberty Fi over on X. They also have a Telegram channel. President Trump posted this Telegram channel, and it's t.me/defiant1s. Very interesting name. Defiant, DefiantOneS. Okay? And so he's saying here, it's world liberty, so with a beautiful golden eagle. Okay, so President Trump put this on his Truth Social. There's people who post links all the time saying it's President Trump. No. This one was actually from President Trump's Truth Social. Here it is right here. For too long, the average American has been squeezed by the big banks and financial elites. It's time we take a stand together. Hashtag be defiant. t.me/defiant1s. Okay, so I want you to see that. And then he just came out with this. This was like just 3 hours ago. Big things are coming. Big things are coming. What is this about? Okay, so Forbes has President Trump, whoever, President Trump's person, who's managing this channel, wrote big things are coming. It might be President Trump himself. I don't know. But Forbes.com. So here's what it says on Forbes.com. Exciting updates. New details of Donald Trump's mystery crypto project spark wild Bitcoin revival speculation. So what in the world? We know that gold will destroy the Fed. We know that there's been speculation like with Bitcoin. I'm sorry, with BRICS that they. RFK Jr. thinks BRICS is no good. I just don't think he understands what we're trying to do here. We've got to get financial control, of our currency worldwide. And that's, in my opinion, that's what BRICS is being used to do, is to stop the control by the SWIFT New World Order banking system. Anyway, so he says they're sparking wild Bitcoin revival. So is the new coin... the new currency going to be like a Trump coin, like a Trump crypto? I'm just throwing this out there. I mean, he put this out there. President Trump just posted this. So read this article. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is gearing up for a bruising race for the White House and has caused massive shockwaves with radical plans to wipe out the spiraling $35 trillion U.S. debt pile. Subscribe now to Forbes Crypto Asset Blockchain Advisor and uncover blockchain blockbusters poised for 1,000% plus gains in the aftermath of Bitcoin's halving earthquake. Trump, who has surprised many with his controversial embrace of Bitcoin this year, he opposes the U.S. war on crypto, branded Operation Choke Point 2.0. Now, as fears swirl of a complete U.S. dollar collapse, Trump has said it's time to take a stand against Wall Street, backing his son's plans for a financial revolution. Sign up now for this crypto codex. Anyway, I just want you to see this because President Trump posted this. He is in control of this channel, and it's about a financial revolution. And so this is what he just posted today. So there you go. Or yesterday, the 26th. So I wanted you to see that. And of course, we know, do we have the gold? Yes, we have the gold. And so this can back this cryptocurrency. So definitely something to look into. All right, was that it? Okay, that's it. That's everything. All right, I think that's it, everybody. It's a lot. It's a lot. We're gonna make the world be wealthy again. The wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. That's what it says in Proverbs chapter 13. Yeah, and it says that in Joel chapter 2, if you're not familiar with all these minor prophets, they have so many clues. I talk about this. Major clues from minor prophets. The minor prophets gave us clues such as that soon your debtors will take action, and they will turn on you and take all you have while you stand trembling and helpless. This is what it's talking about. These criminals will be trembling and helpless. As we have shown you many times on the treasury.gov, we have been seizing their assets. They've been going through grand juries, and their assets have been seized again and again and again. And there's nothing they can do about it except try to assassinate President Trump. We're living in the day. We're living in the absolute day. It's really something. So definitely go and check out all these links, you guys. Don't forget, we've got amazing ways that you can be well. This is what I have actually experienced in my life and in my family's life. And so amazing ways that you can heal someone who has effects of the jab. All these things over here I've used myself and also my family. And I'm so thankful that we have the healing is here. And we're not going to get it from the government. We're going to get it from each other, sharing grassroots. So it's very exciting. All right. I think that's it. Let's pray, and then we're going to go. All right? I didn't mean to be on here an hour and 15 minutes. I hope you all had fun, though. I did. I love being with you guys. All right, let's pray. Thank you again, Lord, so much. We praise you and thank you that we are here to witness this day. Thank you, Lord, that you have helped us to see it and understand it by your spirit that is working in us. Thank you for awakening us. We pray for everyone to hear this video and I just pray everybody will share it and like it so that we can get this truth out to people so that they understand the wonderful days that are ahead and that we're not going to have these tyrants ruling over us. No more of this awful beast and this arrogant little horn, but that we will have this beautiful day that we break into. Thank you so much, Lord, for this amazing promise. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord, that you promised that all these blessings to us, and you told us that to go and tell the good news of the kingdom. And we just praise you and thank you that this is going to happen before our very eyes. We're seeing it. Thank you for our wonderful President Trump. Thank you for our wonderful, all these wonderful patriots like Pavel Durov and Elon and just on and on. So many of these great ones who were standing up this commission about the forum about the assassination plot. Thank you, Lord. There's truth tellers everywhere. Thank you for my Freedom Force Battalion. Bless them, Lord. Bless every effort and put in their minds and their hearts what you would have them to do to share the truth with someone somehow today. Just guide them. I just trust that you will guide every step, everything that they research. Lord, help them to think. Help all of us to think through these things and to come out of the matrix of lies and control of our minds. Lord, by your spirit, we can do it. I pray you'd strengthen their bodies, help them to fend off and detox and to get to strengthen their bodies against any onslaught of the enemy. We don't know what they're going to pull next, but we trust that you're going to protect us. You've sealed us, and we trust that you're going to do that. I pray you protect their families. I pray you protect their work. I pray you'd cover them completely and just help their families to be at peace and a great place of joy amongst themselves. And just guide us on whatever you'd have us to do. We are your happy, willing servants. We are happy to do whatever you say, Lord. And we just love getting to be a part of what you're doing on this earth. We pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. All right, guys. I love you. I got to go. It's time. I hate it, but it's time. Is there anything else? I got to go. All right, guys. I guess we'll just have to say goodbye, and I will talk to you. Oh, don't forget, check out, if you haven't read the book, this is biblical, the one that, with 17 Bible stories. You'll really, really love that, and also the audiobook is right here, so you can listen to Mally for 8 hours. But I think you'll listen to it many, many times, and you can share it with your family and friends so they can really understand the wonderful truth and come out of the lies. I guess I got, okay, we're going to go. Gotta go. We're going. All right, love you guys. Bye.